Those who can, do. Those who cannot, do it on the internet. FancyPantsGangsters.com.
Hopchart.com. My name is Dave. With me, as always, is Rally Face himself.
The lights just turned off as you were introducing me.
That was awesome.
I felt like Liberace for a second.
You were kind of, you do resemble a young Liberace.
Well, I've got the flappy coat. Yeah. I don't know what you can call it. It's not a robe, but it's the arm, it's the like a robe.
It's a showpiece.
It's
really
a showpiece. Yeah. That's really what it's called.
Yeah. But Evan is here. We are coming to you from Szechuan Spice in Uptown.
Mm-hmm. Very near the Lynn Lake area.
Yes. I don't know how long the spice has been here.
Neither
honestly,
do I. I know nothing about it.
I'm kind of pissed that our first choice didn't work out.
Which direction are we in relation to Lynn Lake?
We are south of it. Southwest.
Okay. Anything south of Lyndale, I don't know. I just don't.
There be dragons.
So this could have been here yesterday. It could have been a Jimmy John's here yesterday, and I wouldn't
have
known.
That's actually just up the street.
Is it? That's Melio's.
That's right.
Much better.
Yeah. Because they're interchangeable.
Shut your face.
They all taste like horrible, horrible bread. Like spoiled bread. They all smell the same.
That's not true.
They all taste the same.
We're not going to have this fight again.
We are going to have this fight because it's funny.
How funny can it be to be so wrong?
I'm not wrong. I just have actual taste buds in my mouth. And, you know, I can smell things. And that don't smell right.
You don't have good bread. That's the thing. And I'm not going to say all the places are equal.
Okay, first off, I don't know how you can actually say that you can eat at these places, especially when your wife makes bread.
Yeah.
She makes wonderful bread. The fact that you actually think that any of these places make anywhere near decent bread is...
I never said that.
You might as well be punching your wife in the face.
I never said that. I never said that anyone was making decent bread.
Okay.
I just not none of it is offensively bad.
They are all offensively bad. They all taste the same.
No, that is not true.
They are all terrible.
You're just a snob.
And rightfully so.
Only snobs would say that.
Yeah. But Jimmy John's bread aside, we are at a Chinese restaurant. Where we'll be completely honest. Our first choice was closed on Mondays, and because we forgot. We got all the way there, paid for our parking spot, and walked up to the door to find it closed. Which would explain why the parking lot was mostly empty as well.
Did make things easier in that regard.
Just frustrated because I had my heart set on it and everything.
It's okay, buddy. We'll make it through this time.
I know you. I know we will. So we're gonna give this place a try. It looks promising. Relatively empty. I was looking forward to some happy hour sushi, but what can you do?
We're nothing if not adaptable.
Really?
I am. You apparently...
I know, I'm stuck in my ways.
You have to have everything exactly perfect or it's the worst thing ever.
Yeah.
So...
Mr. Captain Organized, that's me.
Yeah, that's you.
But, this should be an interesting show. I think we ordered, some interesting entrees. We'll see how that goes.
Yeah.
I think he went a little bit more of a spice level than I thought you were capable of, so...
I'm capable. It's you know, I'm capable of so much, but I just don't want to.
It's the laziness is what it gets
It's
down.
Really what it is.
Yeah. So it's not that you're not interested. It's just that you
just don't care. Just don't care.
Yeah.
It's just, you know, that's just the way... It's the way it is, I guess, mm-hmm. You know? I'm open to doing whatever. It's just I gotta really want to, you know.
Mm-hmm.
That sounded dumber than I wanted it to.
Well, you're having an off day.
If I repeated some
of the stuff you said in the car,
I'm very hit or miss today.
People would just be turning off the show.
That's probably,
even quicker than they already do.
Yeah, that's probably true. Mm. So
you had an interesting weekend.
I did. I had a very busy weekend. Yes. It was ridiculous.
The social butterfly that you are.
Let's see. Well, Sunday was fairly dead, which was good, because we've got a yard sale coming up next weekend. So we had crap to do for that. But Saturday was very busy. We had people over Saturday night.
Thanks for the invite, by the way.
It was game day. You don't like games.
I don't like people.
Don't like fun of any kind.
You guys playing Kings in the Corner? Scrabble?
No.
Connect Four?
No, because we're not six.
A good old-fashioned game of Monopoly?
No one likes Monopoly. So we had a bunch of people over, and my wife, who, you know, she's... The clock is ticking in terms of her free time.
Okay.
Because she's got school start.
Going to go with the biological clock.
Well, that's a separate show. But her class starts up again fairly quickly here, like the next couple weeks. So she's got a limited amount of time to, like, bake and make fun stuff.
Right.
So she...
She's got to go back to her part-time baking schedule when class starts.
She went all out. She made a caramel chocolate... pretzel brittle.
Yeah, none of this was offered to me when I arrived at the door.
Because A, I don't like you. B, I really don't like you.
And C, you ate it all?
And C, no, there's still some left.
Oh, there is.
There is.
Thanks a lot, jerk.
That's fine.
If nothing else, it should have been a penance for riding to the restaurant with me. I could have made you drive yourself or ride a bike.
You could have. And I would not have a problem with any of that. Mm-hmm. Unlike you, who, again, you're all about...
But no, hoard the brittle.
I hoard that brittle. It was good. It's good. I'm sorry. There's sea salt, too. So it's a sea salt chocolate.
Son of a bitch.
Sea salt dark chocolate pretzel caramel brittle. It's a homemade caramel sauce. She was very proud of herself. Caramel, again, and I'm not speaking out of turn here. This is something my wife will readily admit to.
Mm-hmm.
Candies of any kind, it, like, eludes her.
It's a slippery slope.
Candies are very tricky.
Yeah.
Even more so than baking.
There's the tempering of the...
Yeah, you really got to do it. And even caramel sauces, they can go bad in a hurry. So, but, you know, this was her first really successful caramel.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of the pretzel, what the recipe calls for is these mini pretzels.
Okay.
But she wisely thought, you know, you make that, and then you break it up. It's basically just chocolate-covered pretzels. It's not really brittle.
Got them. No, okay. Sorry.
So what she did was we used the pretzel chips.
I'm with you.
The flattened. So it becomes more of like a brittle.
Or as I like to call them, my hummus vehicle.
It's a hummus vehicle. Yeah.
Honestly, that with the roasted red pepper hummus, yeah, buddy. Those pretzel crisps.
I'm not a big hummus guy, so
what is wrong with you? That is right up your alley. It's dip.
It's dip, but it's gritty dip.
You're getting the wrong hummus then.
It doesn't matter.
Really?
I've had supposedly very good hummus. Mm.
Continue with your chocolate-covered pretzel that you refused to chew story.
So she made that. And then, you know, we had my in-laws over. Not my in-laws, my brother and soon-to-be sister-in-law.
Okay.
Over. The vegans. So that requires some sort of vegan thing. So she made...
Did you put it in a meat dish?
No.
Like a primary serving platter you would put meat on?
We don't. First off, it was cupcakes, so why would you present that in a
meat on something, like bacon covered cupcakes? Sorry, my
you're just an idiot.
My vegan hatred.
I know.
Flows.
This
strong.
Is also why we don't invite you.
I'll try to convert them. I just show up with bacon.
Yeah, I don't. I think that's a lost cause.
Probably.
But she made a. What was it? It was a vegan strawberry lemonade custard cupcake. Yes. Here's the somewhat annoying thing about vegans, and I said this at the party or the event.
Here's what I don't like about you people.
I disagree with their ham stance, which is also a martial art that I'm working on.
What about their beef stance?
Beef stance, you know, whatever. But I'm fully in their boat as far as desserts are concerned. Because every vegan dessert we've ever had has been outstanding.
Really?
Yes.
So I've yet to have anything vegan that
That's because you have this weird suburban... I have taste buds.
That's the thing. You've adapted. You're one step ahead, a step away from being a vegan.
Yeah.
You're one ham sandwich away from being a vegan.
I certainly have the physique for it.
Yeah, you could use it.
No, I'm telling you, man. A good vegan dessert is ridiculous. The only problem is they don't refrigerate well. What is your problem? Do you really need ham drippings in your cupcakes?
That would be fantastic.
No, probably not.
I will argue with that.
It'll probably be
covered ham. Yes.
I know. I'm not. I don't like chocolate covered meats.
But you have sweet glazed ham at Easter.
That's not chocolate.
No, but you could. It could be.
No.
Yeah, it could.
I don't. I'm
going to try this. I think you are welcome to do.
You do a little chocolate drizzle on my ham sandwich. You do your Alton Brown 47-day country ham.
Yeah.
And then I just want ham stir fry. And then you just
is
get
that possible.
And then you just get some of that Hershey's Magic Shell, and you put that over the top.
Who buys the Magic Shell? Honestly, you do.
Because it's always 50 cents cheaper because no one else buys it, so it's always in the clearance section. I like the Magic Shell.
Of course you do.
What's wrong with that?
Nothing's wrong with that.
You're very judgmental tonight. More so than usual.
But just saying something.
I know. So we did that. But before that, I went to the Canterbury Downs Food Truck Festival. Now, and this is one of those great happy coincidences because we were planning on going anyway.
Mm-hmm.
And it was my first time in one of the I don't want to call them a box, but the seats inside.
Yeah.
That was
the only way
time.
To watch it.
Yeah.
Where the real bettors are.
That's right. And, but, so I was excited for that, mm-hmm. but I didn't realize that until I got there that there's a food truck festival going on.
That requires walking.
It did, well, yes, I had to go back down to the plebe section.
Yeah.
But it was worth it because they had a new Japanese truck.
Okay.
That, whose name escapes me right now.
It's a good thing you took notes.
It's got Daruma in the name of it. I forget what the first word is.
Sure.
Sure.
All right.
Excellent. Thank you.
Yep.
Those smell good.
Yeah, they do.
They had an Indian place.
Okay.
They had mini apple pie.
Yeah.
Which we had to do.
Okay.
They had.
Thank you.
A couple other kind of.
Water?
Oh, yes, please.
They had She Royal was there.
Mm-hmm.
They had, like, just trying to think of all the places. They had something like Tiki Joe's, like a Hawaiian place,
which I
thought about trying until I saw that Top Boss was there.
Okay.
So I had to go to Top Boss.
These are the soup-filled ones.
Oh, is that why they're juicy buns?
Yeah. You're probably going to want to use the tongs there. And don't poke too hard, you might puncture. So this is interesting. So our first course has arrived, and they do what's called the Szechuan spice. Are they mini juicy buns?
Yes.
Yes, mini juicy buns.
They also do a mini crab meat juicy bun as well.
Right. And which I barely was able to get out before I started giggling like a schoolgirl. But because it's a dumpling that we haven't had before,
mm-hmm.
Game on. That looks hot. It looks really, really hot. All right. Did you fight through it? Is it gonna do me any good to actually use two-fisted here with the soup spoon?
They're not that like drippy or anything.
Right.
This one I had a lot.
Okay. And it does come with some sort of dipping sauce as well.
Yeah, it does.
So I'll do a little bit of that.
Mm. Overall, I mean, they're like a lot of, you know, steam bun style dumplings.
Okay.
They're not fried. Looks like there's a little bit of what I think is pork on the inside, as well as some sort of brothy soup.
Yeah.
And, you know, they're pretty tasty.
Yeah, they really are. It's got there's a little bit of ginger in the dipping sauce.
Okay.
Which is kind of fun. Mm.
pretty typical texture.
Yeah.
If not a little bit more doughy than I'm used to, but I think it has to be because it has so much moisture inside of it.
Mm-hmm.
But it, it's good.
Yeah. I mean, they're not fancy.
No.
They're not like super spiced or anything like that.
Right.
But they get the job done.
I'm digging them. I would probably order this again.
Me too. I'm interested to try the crab meat ones too.
You do have to lean way over.
You do.
See? I hope that we're actually picking up some sound effects on this, because they are quite juicy.
They are.
So you did the food truck festival and you went to Canterbury.
Did Canterbury, yep.
Did you house any money? Or were you stoned?
I got there. I went there with my family.
Mm-hmm.
And I got there a little early. So I went and lost $20 in the card club. That wasn't the intention, but that's what happened. But I was only there for the first couple races, so I didn't really bet that much on the horse card. But yeah, no, we did Top Boss, and I got to introduce my family to some food trucks.
That's always exciting.
Yeah,
that's one of my favorite things to do is to introduce family to new things, new eating experiences that they normally wouldn't get.
Well, yeah, I mean, like my mom and stepdad, and my sister, and some of my aunts and stuff. Like they, I mean, they're all suburban,
right,
you know, folks, and the trucks don't get out there that often,
mm-hmm.
Which is why they do events like this at like Canterbury or something. But
the water.
Oh, sure.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, if you can somehow expose them to not throwing them in the deep end.
I think
a food truck is a lot less scary than actually going to a restaurant where they might be overwhelmed.
Yeah.
With something that on the menu.
And I think
keep the chopstick.
Oh yes. Mm-hmm. And I think the mix that they had was good for that crowd because there was a mix of people, a mix of different cuisines. Like I mentioned, there's a Japanese place, there was an Indian place, Shiroyo, which is Ethiopian.
Right.
But they also had, you know, more traditional burger places.
Mm-hmm.
You know, mini apple pie, it's hard to go wrong with that.
Doesn't get any more American.
Yeah, Brava truck, which is quickly becoming one of my favorite trucks.
I don't know much about that. So.
They do, it's mostly sandwiches and things like that, but they do a really amazing, it's a steak sandwich. A steak sandwich on a pretzel bun.
Okay.
That is just, it's really, really good. And we'll get there on the food truck show at some point. But that was there. Top Boss was there, which if you've never been there, it's very ridiculous.
That is that's like cover tater tots and pretty much anything you want type of deal.
I had their poutine.
Or am I just being very generic there?
Sort of. I had their tater tot poutine.
Because if there's poutine to be had,
I will do it.
Yep.
And that hurt. That hurt me.
Did you make it home?
I did.
Did you make it in the door?
But the combination of that plus the pie, the mini apple pie, I felt very.
You had to felt bad about yourself.
I did. It was glorious at the time.
Yeah.
But not so much soon after.
Yeah.
But I had one of those moments, and I know you've probably had these moments too. If you've ever been to an area, like a public arena or anything, where you're getting food from multiple people.
Okay.
So you're carrying this armload of food.
You're that guy.
And you want to walk around and you want to have a sign that, especially if you're overweight at all, you want to have a sign that says, "This is not all for me, I swear." You know,
please stop following me around with the tuba.
I did not buy three fried pies for just me.
With ice cream?
With ice cream.
Cinnamon ice cream? What'd you do?
Absolutely cinnamon ice cream. What the hell's wrong with you?
Good for you. No, I'm just checking to make sure you made the right decision.
I'm more offended that you would think I'd go elsewhere.
You never know when you're buying for family.
As far as food is concerned, I am perfectly capable of telling them you are eating this.
Good. Good. I had the same.
You don't get a choice.
I had the same issue with taking my dad to Uptown Cafeteria for Father's Day, mm-hmm. and basically ordering him to get the chicken and waffles,
mm-hmm.
and he thanked me for it.
Yeah, see,
I wouldn't steer you wrong, Dad.
More than once.
Yeah.
Once is just because it's funny.
So I feel like I should probably wrong him for actually giving me brothers. You know, I feel like he ruined a good thing that I had going.
Yeah, but. I'm gonna give your dad a little credit for some prescience, knowing that he was able to look 30 something years in the future and see that it would actually take two or three tries to get it right.
You're saying Mark was the final product? You're saying my brother Mark is the we'll call him the apex predator, if you will.
No. Okay. The only thing Mark is predating is some sort of loaf of something. I'm not really sure what, but that was much funnier in my head.
Predating a loaf of some type. Predating a loaf. My God, you had a stroke.
I think I did.
It was the mini apple pie.
It was the thoughts of the mini
Good
apple pie.
Lord,
that
man.
Was really bad.
You were bad in the car. You're bad now.
I had some good lines in the car.
No, you didn't.
I did too.
No, essential essences. Essential essences.
Hey, but I get partial credit for that because
no, you don't.
I get partial credit because I called it out immediately as terrible.
That'll hurt.
Chicken dueling. Here's coming.
Excellent. That smells good. Good luck to you. So you did the food truck festival. And did you do anything else besides Tot Boss and Mini Apple Pie?
Those are the only two I did. Were there
any other big heavy hitters though that you recognized?
Not really. Like you think of like the real big popular ones, like you know, your Chef Shacks, Smack Shacks, things like that.
It's tough for places like that to do something like that on a Saturday when they're already committed to like farmers markets.
Mm-hmm.
Or that's a kind of a recovery day for some places.
Oh yeah. So, I mean, it totally makes sense that they...
But I do applaud those places for going out of their way to do something like a smaller food truck festival. What would you call it, a smaller food truck festival?
There was about 9 trucks, so, I mean, that's like pretty sizable, actually.
But to open the unwashed masses to...
Okay, it's not like they've just brought fire to the suburbs.
Well, you've been out there lately?
Yeah, you used to live out there.
I know.
And you still do, so...
No, I live in a refined suburb of Minnetonka.
Mm-hmm.
We are clothed and washed and clean shaven ish. Just because I woke up 15 minutes late, don't judge me.
I'm doing rally face, so I have an excuse.
Rally face, yes.
You have no excuse.
I don't.
So yeah, that was pretty much my weekend. I mean, like I said, Saturday is super busy. And we have this moment. Now, I know this will never happen to you because you're a spiteful and
hateful.
Uncaring
hateful.
Person. But, you know, we had a...
Thank you.
We had big storms here in Minneapolis area.
Massive storms.
Massive storms. And while we actually got off fairly light...
You did?
We did.
Your block was a mess.
I know. Our block was tore up pretty bad, but thank God we had actually spent the money to... tear out a dead tree and trim another one like a couple weeks ago, because while it does kind of suck because they probably would have taken care of itself
mm-hmm.
in the storm, it probably would have taken care of itself onto my roof, so I'll pay for a little controlled destruction.
So I work in the same neighborhood
mm-hmm.
as you do. We lost 3 trees.
Wow.
And one really really big one, I'd say like one of those 100-year-old trees. Mm-hmm. I came up to work this morning and I was shocked because the entire complexion of the front of the building has changed.
Oh yeah.
But there were some massive storms. I was out of town all weekend.
Mm-hmm.
So I missed everything.
Yeah, it was quite the show.
Yeah.
But we never lost power.
Right.
Unlike a lot of our friends. So we had friends storing stuff in our house.
Oh my god, this is really gonna hurt later. That's a straight jalapeno in there.
Wow. Are you sure?
Yeah. Look at.
Yeah?
Oh, this is gonna hurt.
Wow. So we have all this food in the house that I can't eat. And I don't, because it's not mine, because I'm storing it for other people, because they don't have power.
Okay.
And so here's the way my mind works. I open the freezer, and I see food that I don't recognize. So first there's the moment of, oh crap, did I forget that we bought this?
Right.
And then it moves to sweet, unexpected food. You know, because we have a fairly limited range of things that we buy on a regular basis. So it's rare that we have things like Mexican pizza.
Totino's?
Red Baron.
Fair enough.
So we never have that kind of stuff in the house. So then I'm like, when did we buy this? Why don't I remember? And I should be eating this now. And then I have to remember that it's not my food.
But the third thing that would have crossed my mind is can I get to the store before we have to give this food back?
No, I don't think that far ahead.
See, that's what would have crossed my mind.
Mm-hmm.
Is that if,
Can I replace this?
Can I replace this in the time that it come by the time they come to get by the time power's back on, people come to get it. Mm-hmm. Can I see a menu?
Oh yeah.
Thank you. I need to order something to go. But
oh, all
thank
right.
you.
Sure.
So food's arrived.
Food has arrived.
What did you get?
I got one of their specials.
Okay.
I'm finished chewing first. Sorry. Well, I went with their Chengdu pork, or excuse me, their Chengdu lamb. They actually have quite a variety of lamb dishes, which you don't normally see at a Chinese place.
The Szechuan, Chinese Szechuan, the Cantonese place, yeah.
Yeah, lamb is
untapped market.
I was going to say an uncommon protein. But I agree with you, it's untapped because I think lamb works in the same way that pork does, as far as Chinese dishes go.
Yeah.
Because I think it takes to flavor really well, more so than beef or something like that, because it's a slightly milder.
To me, it takes to a dry spice too really well.
It does, and I think I got a mix of those. Now the Chengdu in general is listed as a one pepper.
Yeah.
So it's a little spicy. And you know what? I think this is very manageable for a Minnesota palate. You know, we got the it's mostly just like red pepper flakes, maybe a little spicier than that. But I mean, if you can handle like red pepper flakes, you're good. The meat is I don't know what the hell you'd call this kind of preparations. It's kind of shredded.
Can I try it?
Yeah, go ahead.
Apparently, you hate broccoli.
I'm not a fan. No.
Really?
Yeah. But it's got a little bit of it's got a little floral kind of thing going on, like a little ginger, maybe a little cinnamon.
Mm-hmm.
And they offer the Chengdu preparation on a bunch of other things, but the lamb is not typically, I guess, on the menu.
That's actually really, really good.
Yeah, I'm very pleased with my choice here. What did you get?
I got the Szechuan spice stir fry, which is about as generic of a name as you can get. But it's a chicken stir fry with mushrooms and red bell pepper or green bell pepper, jalapeno, and some Thai chili, or what I think is either a Thai chili or a some sort of Szechuan style chili. It's really hard for me to identify. It's just some scallion in there as well. It's got good flavor. It's not. I saw it come to the table, and I basically saw some pieces of jalapeno that were looking a little suspect.
This
is going to hurt a lot.
Yeah.
But it is not. It's completely manageable. It's hot. It's definitely hotter than yours is.
Mm-hmm.
But it is not beyond the scope of a Minnesota palate.
Okay.
Good balance. lot of fresh ingredients. I like the mushrooms in there too. Again, probably not up your alley.
Yeah, you know, I've come around a little bit on.
Okay. Yes. All right. Mm. Thank you. Thank you. So, what'd you like?
Does the Hunan chicken have a lot of vegetables in it?
Like a bell pepper.
I'm looking for something with chicken, a lot of spice to it, and a lot of vegetables.
So we can do like a chicken with mixed vegetable.
Perfect.
And you can do
like a garlic. Medium spice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like garlic sauce, or you want Hunan sauce, whatever you want.
Let's do whatever you guys feel like.
Okay.
Really kind of a medium spice.
Sounds good.
Perfect. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you.
Mm. That's one thing to know about this place. And it totally makes sense in the area.
Mm-hmm.
These guys are known for their takeout.
Yeah.
They were listed, I forget what year, I think it was recent.
2013.
Was it 13? Yeah. Was it this year? As best takeout by City Pages.
Minneapolis, St. Paul.
Oh, was it Minneapolis, St. Paul?
Mm-hmm.
I didn't get anything right about that.
No, you didn't. Because you can't read. Considering it was right on the door when you walked in.
Yeah, but that was a while ago. And I can't see from here, so.
Thank you
very much.
All right.
Thank you.
Yeah.
But you know, I gotta say, for a place that we kind of picked out of the blue,
this is a winner.
Yeah.
I definitely think it ranks up there with some of the other Chinese places that we've gone to, or memorable Chinese places that we've gone to, like Shuang Cheng. Tea house. Having a brain fart. I'm thinking
the
straight.
Walk. What?
Just because that hotel holds a sentimental place in your heart doesn't mean it's actually good.
Why are you such a hater?
I'm not hating, it's just.
And the worst part about what you do is you're a passive aggressive hater. Because we'll go to a place that you dislike.
I've had plenty
of
practice.
And you will, you'll go to a place that you'll dislike, and you'll kind of softball it.
Mm-hmm.
But we go somewhere, but you're perfectly willing to trash a place as long as you're not within the building. No.
Yeah, you're right, a little bit. I did trash it a little bit when we were there.
Mm-hmm.
I wasn't exactly friendly to it. I think it was just, I think it was underwhelmed the way you sold it. Which is typically what happens is one of us oversells something to the other, and it's oftentimes disappointing.
What I like about mine, and this is not uncommon with Szechuan, I think of all of the various styles of Chinese cooking,
okay.
I think Szechuan does the best the next day.
Yeah, because it just sucks up all that flavor.
It sucks up all the flavor. Their sauces tend to be a little oilier than Cantonese.
So with the rice, it's even better.
So with the rice, it really kind of sits there and it holds its moisture for a couple days.
Mm.
And it really takes to microwaving, which that just shows the foresight of the Chinese people those hundreds of thousands of years ago.
I don't think I've had a Chinese dish that didn't taste better or just as good the second day.
Anything that is, like, anything fried.
Well, that's different.
You know, like sweet
and that never
sweet
makes
sour,
it home anyway.
Sweet and sour chicken.
Yeah.
You know, anything sweet and sour, anything bread.
Okay, I thought you meant like a wonton. Or an egg roll.
Oh, yeah, wontons, yeah, for one thing, they're never going to make it, but it's also the same thing. Anything like that, it's never, anything steamed, anything fried. You know, anything, pretty much anything, as long as it's not stir fried.
I think a dumpling will make it. A dumpling will make it in the microwave.
The problem is, anytime you microwave dough, you got a problem.
It gets a little weird.
It's a little gummy. I think like these juicy buns that we had, they're already kind of gummy.
That would be
so. I think
good.
They actually probably. Actually, I think they would probably fold up.
Really?
Because I don't think there'd be a big changeover. Because I think that soup would actually kind of rehydrate.
I think the soup would be gone by the time you microwave that.
Maybe.
I think it would soak into that bun.
It's possible. We need to conduct some sort of science
juicy bun
science experiment. The juicy bun trials.
Mm-hmm.
Now on Headline News.
That's really dirty.
Anchored by Nancy Grace. Just think about Nancy Grace and juicy buns.
I'd rather not.
Think about it. Think about her juicy buns. Actually, that reminds me. I wanted to talk about this one. Unless you wanted to talk about your weekend.
That's so much of my weekend real quick.
Yeah.
We went to the restaurant capital of the world this weekend.
Paris?
Not Las Vegas, not Paris, not New
York. New York?
No.
No? Chicago?
I went to Dorset, Minnesota.
Is it named after Tommy Dorsey?
No. I have no idea who Tommy Dorsey is.
It's actually Tommy Dorsey. And only people over the age of 80 know who that is. Mm-hmm. Continue your story.
Thank you, old-timey podcast guy.
Hey.
But Dorset, Minnesota is the restaurant capital of the world. Self, quote unquote. That's actually what they say.
They call themselves that.
But
is it because they have an Applebee's and a Chili's?
They don't have either. They have two blocks, no bank, no gas station, but five restaurants.
So they're talking on a per capita basis?
Yes.
Or like by a square foot?
I would say yes.
Okay.
They're also that kind of kitschy town that they've elected a four-year-old as their mayor.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, jeez.
Sorry. Drop my chopstick.
So, went there with my girlfriend's parents on Friday night to a place called Companeros, which is one of those good old mom-and-pop Mexican restaurants in the middle of nowhere. I mean, literally, this place is in the middle of nowhere. But good Americanized Mexican food.
That was straight jalapeno. Is it wrong that I enjoy your pain in such a delightful fashion? I must say, I give them, I don't know if it's style points or not, but mixing in bell pepper, mm-hmm. sliced bell pepper and sliced jalapeno in the same dish, that strikes me as a little sneaky.
Crafty.
Because you never know what, you never know.
Right.
You have to really be paying attention ahead of time.
So in addition to going to this Mexican restaurant,
yeah.
They also have an Italian restaurant. They have an old-fashioned soda fountain in town.
Nice.
Yeah.
I still have to make it to that new one that opened like last year.
The one over in St. Paul.
Yeah.
They do grilled cheese.
I can go for a good grilled cheese.
They had tomato soup. I might never leave.
It's actually sad. I've been thinking about ways to, you know, eat better.
Yeah.
And I'm actually glad we did Asian tonight, because one of the things I want to try to cut down on is cheese. Because that is...
I can have them bring out some cheese.
I am perfectly content just sitting and opening up one at a time those Kraft singles and just chowing on those. Just watching TV.
I've been known to do about four at a time myself.
Yeah.
Not proud of it.
Thank God that they do Baby Bells now, because that's really the acceptable version of that.
I mean, even then, at quantities at five at a time, you're still pretty bad.
Well,
and at $5 a pop for a bag of those bad boys.
I suppose.
So, going back to my story.
Sorry.
It's all right. On our way home yesterday from her parents' place, we decided we were going to stop at a lot of little markets, like mom and pop meat markets.
Sure.
While the idea had really, it was good in theory. We failed a little bit in terms of like actually mapping it out. So we really only stopped at two places.
Okay.
But if you haven't checked it out, there's a place in Pine River, Minnesota. It's a place called Champs. S-C-H-A-M-P-S. They do 30 different types of sausage.
Wow.
Meat market.
I assumed.
Yes.
I assumed it wasn't a barber shop.
And I'm not going to lie, I got a little overwhelmed.
And you've been to, you know, meat palaces like Kramarczyk's.
I have, but these were all like, they basically stuck within the realms of three different realms. A traditional sausage.
Okay.
Then they a Polish sausage, and then bratwurst. And then they have, you know, just regular hot dogs that mm-hmm. are made there as well, which... kind of regretting I didn't buy that as well, because I'd love to eat some hot dogs. But I got overwhelmed. I got a little nervous, and I was going to get some sort of fancy brat, and ended up getting just a traditional brat. Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. Just leave it here first.
Yeah.
Can I get a box?
Sure. You want two, right?
Yes, please.
Okay.
So we got the traditional bratwurst. We got a chicken sausage with feta and spinach.
Nice.
We got a some prepackaged marinated chicken breast in a raspberry chipotle sauce.
Interesting choice.
Got their house cut pork chops. It seems like I'm missing something as well. But we had the brats last night. I'm going to go ahead and say it. Best brat I've ever had.
Really?
And I didn't have
and,
to...
And you are world famous for your love of tubed meats.
Tubed meats. That is my probably my favorite style of food. Thank you very much.
One for you guys.
All right. Here. Thank you.
Thank you.
I loved me some tubed meats. That being said, this is the best brat I've ever had. It had the perfect amount of spice, you know, because you can get over-seasoned brats.
Oh, absolutely.
And it can go from yeah, this is pretty good to all I'm tasting is seasoning.
Mm-hmm.
This had a well-balanced, like, porky flavor to it, like a good breakfast sausage, but with like the brat overtones.
I love that we're discussing a sausage.
I know.
Like a wine critic.
Well, if there's anything we're qualified to do.
It's true.
It's that. And didn't, you know, a lot of times I'll cook it in beer beforehand, and these were pre-cooked brats.
Pre-beard.
And these weren't beer brats either. They had a beer brat. I just went with the straight up pre-cooked brats. And they were perfect.
Huh. Well, good.
They were awesome. But we also stopped at Maury's in Baxter, just outside of Brandon.
Mazda? You picked up a Mazda?
Maury's. No. Maury's, Morrey's.
Huh.
And, there's a couple of them around. I would consider it like the Von Hansen's of seafood.
Okay, for people outside of the Twin Cities. I think, again, the high-end meat market.
Exactly. We got some beautiful sushi-grade ahi tuna that we'll be doing a little light sear on the grill on Wednesday night. They have 7 different types of herring.
It's north. It's, you know, it's the forested north. So.
Exactly. Forested north. They have 7 different types of herring. We got the horseradish herring. I instantly fell in love with this stuff. It is so
That's also good. Like the instant single man kit.
I know.
I admire your choice, but
so good. So good.
I've never been a big fan of herring.
Mm.
Now, was it just straight up herring, or was it the
like a cream herring?
Like a cream herring. Yeah,
like a sour cream herring. In with horseradish.
Yeah.
So, and I almost turned my nose up at it, but
the guy. You turned your nip at it?
I know.
But
the guy behind the table,
line.
Behind the counter was like, try a sample. I'm like, yeah, well, yeah, dude.
Sure.
Yeah.
Free shit.
Free herring. So I tried every single one of the herrings and decided on the
that
horseradish
strikes me
one.
As bad chemistry wise, like having multiple.
Oh yeah, it was bad juju.
Okay.
Guaranteed. But they were all good. They did like a Cajun herring. And they did the horseradish herring, like 2 different types of, you know, wine, a wine herring, a straight cream herring. There were a couple other ones I don't remember. One was a lingonberry herring.
It's hard to get more Swedish than that.
That was.
It would have to come on skis.
In a sweater.
In a sweater.
Uh-huh. Named Oli.
The fish was named Oli.
Yeah, exactly. So that was interesting. They also had seaweed salad, the stuff you get like before you get sushi.
Uh-huh.
In bulk.
Huh.
Which was awesome. So we got like a half pound of that.
See, I'd imagine any sort of Northwoods
I know.
Fish place that does seaweed salad, it would be just full of like zebra mussels.
No, it was good.
And you know, something they pulled off of.
But they have smoked fish.
Pelican Lake or something.
They had like, I would say, at least 9 different types of smoked fish.
Huh.
White fish, like 3 different types of salmon smoked. Full cheese shop. Just like, where did this come from? Where has this been all my life? So.
You know, and I'm open to being mistaken about this.
Mm-hmm.
But I have noticed that of
of the rural areas, and by rural I mean, you know, outside major city hubs and suburb areas.
Mm-hmm.
Of all of those areas, I found that like northern Minnesota is ridiculous as far as food is concerned. Like in just terms of the quality that you can get, I think more so than other areas. I think, you know, the only other area...
Explain yourself a little bit more, because I'm not sure...
Just being able to get 30 kinds of sausage.
Yeah.
You know, I
this is all house-made.
I know, and I think of places... Like, the only place I can think that might hold a candle to it is maybe, like, down south.
Right. And that... It's...
And again, I could be wrong with this. I mean, this could be just my lack of travel coming into effect here, but...
The first place, the Champs place...
Mm-hmm.
Made Von Hansen's, which is a local chain here,
mm-hmm.
look kind of silly,
mm-hmm.
in hindsight. Not to really besmirch Von Hansen's, but I'm going to steal some of the broccoli.
Go ahead. Here,
so.
I think one hint for a lot of people, go, if you want good meat of any kind,
right.
be it seafood, you know, any kind of terrestrial meat, whatever.
Terrestrial meat,
yeah. Or, you know, some birds too, that counts, you know. Go to an area that hunts.
Yeah.
You know, even if, you know, I've had some of the most amazing meat up in the North Woods. You know, it's from places like the places you went to, the little hole in the wall shops.
Yep.
They've been doing it for like four generations.
And yeah. This was clearly, I mean, really old pictures on the wall. Something family owned for 80 years or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
It's right off the highway. But I implore you, if you're taking a road trip of any type, stop at places like that and bring a cooler. Because they're typically selling ice as well.
Yeah.
Which was probably the smartest thing we did. So we actually had a cooler with us, and we were able to buy ice at each one of the stops. So
nice. Mm. So fortune cookies have arrived.
Fortune cookies have arrived.
What is yours?
Reading to the mind is what exercise is to the body.
I don't like that one.
I don't like the
way it's not very good.
Mm.
Mine is patience is the hardest virtue, is one of the hardest virtues to master. Which, on an in-bed situation, that actually works.
Mm-hmm. What was your Chinese word on the back?
Egg. Which is dan. Or jidan.
Jidan.
What about you?
That's a rapper name, isn't it?
Like probably.
Okay.
Bao, which is be full.
Yes. Nice.
I'd share my lucky numbers. I also got a little bit of a bonus. Learn Chinese. I have some. It's cut off where it says learn Chinese, and it looks like the word was dish, but I don't actually get to find that out. So I would feel like
so
I was robbed.
We got a little bit of time.
Yep.
Before we have to wrap up, I kind of want to talk about the Paula Deen thing.
Yes, we do.
But it's so funny.
Yeah.
This is one of... That was one of those stories. And if you don't know what it is, we're not going to rehash it here.
No.
But to me, it boils down to Southern girl is Southern.
It's very Southern.
You know.
It's old-timey Southern.
That's what I'm saying. Old Southern person is old-timey Southern.
Yep.
And, you know, I've got nothing against Paula Deen.
Other than the racism thing.
But, you see, here's the thing. I guess I take a very nuanced approach to these things. I think there are different flavors of racism at play here.
This was, like, old-timey. I mean, this was, like, 1940s racism.
But, see, to me there's like, the Klan racism.
It was, like, a step above that.
And again, nothing I say... Is
how
meant.
Do you want to pay for that?
Just right down the middle.
Okay.
Be sure?
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay.
All right. Thank you.
You know, there's the hateful racism.
Right.
You know, the Klan, things like that. And then there's the Paula Deen variety, which I refer to lovingly as Southern clueless.
The ignorant racism.
Yeah, it's just one of those where it's not coming from a place of hate. It's
not coming from a place of anger.
Stupidity.
That's really what it is. It's just cluelessness.
Yeah.
And I'm not saying that to excuse what she said and all of that.
Right. No, we're definitely not giving a free pass.
No. But I think it's. I don't think it's as cut and dry.
Some of the stuff that she did say, I don't know if you follow how closely you followed it.
I followed
it a little fairly. Like, wow, that's incredibly racist.
But again,
it's not just like using the N-word in just in passing. Mm-hmm. It's like making a remark, you know, about how cute these N-words are dressed up in their little N-word tuxes.
Well, the one thing that confused me about that, the whole bit.
That's the best paraphrasing I can do, by the way.
That was pretty good.
Without, like, getting us a very explicit rating.
Yeah, my favorite bit about this, and anyone that's listened to, especially the video game show that I used to do, knows that I'm always more entertained by people's reactions to news than I am the news itself.
Okay.
And what amused me were all of these people, and it was headlines talking about how she wanted.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
All right, have a good night.
You too.
Thank you.
I'll get the tip.
Oh, all right. I'm gonna do 10-cent tip. That's just gonna make it look even stupider.
Why did you do a 10-cent
tip? So it's an even dollar amount?
Oh, I was just gonna give her like $10 cash.
Oh, cool. I'm still doing 10 cents.
Alright. Yeah, 10. 4-7. Yeah, $10 is more than that.
It's about 18%.
Good.
Actually, no, that's about 22%.
Yeah.
I can't do math.
Never could.
Shut up. Anyway, what I was saying, there was all these people that were talking about how she wanted to have slaves at her party. It's like, if they got tuxes, they're not slaves. I realize it's a semantic difference.
Uh-huh.
It's the difference without the distinction. I admit that to a small degree.
Right.
But I always hate it when if somebody does something horrible, I think you diminish your criticism if you can't even just keep it to what actually happened.
Yeah.
You know, it's one thing if she wanted like to restage Roots at her party, like that would have been first off hilariously. Closed-minded.
And my butler, Kunta Kinte.
Yeah, like, that would just be...
But amazing. He likes to be called Toby. That's your first and only Roots reference you're going to get on the show.
No, what you do is you have the name tags, and you just have two. You have one that says Kunta Kinte, and the other one says Toby. Yeah. What was I talking about? Anyway.
Horrible people we are.
Yeah.
Good God.
But no, I'm not excusing it, but it's one of those where it's like, you know, if this was... I think I would be more shocked by this if this was like Rachel Ray than Paula Deen.
I was hoping it was going to be somebody else because I kind of like Paula Deen in this weird sort of way. I think
she reminds you of your grandmother.
She can, except nicer, but equally as racist. I mean,
no, your grandmother is a hateful racist.
No,
I think,
no, she's not. No. But. I'm having a hard time with it because I'm not as vehemently against Food Network canning her.
Mm-hmm.
But I think she was given a little bit of a bad rap. I agree with you on that front that there are levels to racism.
I had a theory.
Levels to bad form that there are.
I had heard a theory, and this is one of the more bizarre conspiracy theories I've ever heard.
Yeah.
But that there was an element of, on Food Network's part, that they wanted to get rid of her just because her recipes were so goddamn unhealthy.
Yeah, and her contract was up at the end of this month.
Oh, was it?
Yeah, her contract was going to be up at the end of this month. So it was excellent timing.
Yeah.
Because they could have waited
for... Because then Food Network gets to look awesome, gets to look great.
Exactly. And they can sign all the rest of their horrible cooks to extensions.
Yeah, so, to me, but for some reason, and this was kind of the bizarreness with that conspiracy theory, is like, they couldn't fire her just because her food was unhealthy.
Right.
And if true, that is fascinating to me.
Yeah.
Because, you know, there's definitely a push on Food Network to do healthier stuff. I mean, Alton Brown, and you know, Ellie Krieger, and I don't know if she still has a show.
I don't think she has a show.
But I mean, they're on their website, they got like the healthy eating section. They got that.
Yeah, yeah. I don't think it's featured as prominently as you. I think that there is a.
It's been at least a year since it's been on that website.
I think there's a bit of a movement to try to eat healthier, but if you watch any of their Saturday morning programming, there is not anything that's being done to curb that.
I suppose.
A guy I think you might really enjoy his show, Jeff Morrow, who hosts a show called Sandwich King. He's basically everything. Every dish is a sandwich, including dessert.
Yeah, let's skip it.
And he is as far from healthy. Chicago boy, fried stuff,
mm-hmm.
you know, sautéed stuff, covered in cheese stuff, on donuts. You know,
nice.
The guy's style of cooking is right up your alley. Mm-hmm. I don't think you could stand him, but his style of cooking is by no means healthy. Yeah, so I don't know if the movement to go terribly healthy is there. And I think they just kind of still have Ellie Krieger on staff just to write recipes at this point.
She had a very boring show.
Oh my god!
I've had her recipes really and they're good.
Yeah,
but
she was very very boring.
Yeah, she was just very PBS.
Yeah, so. But I've watched PBS shows that are much more entertaining than that.
Yeah. So. Final thoughts of Szechuan Spice.
A delightful surprise. I would definitely come back, especially in this area where you could definitely come down here thinking I'll eat at Moto E, Fuji, Galactic Pizza,
Herkimer,
and those places might be
Emilio's.
Really, wow, come on now.
I almost got you to say.
You almost did.
Yeah.
But those places might be awfully busy. This is a great, great option in this area, especially if you're going to like the Jungle Theater
mm-hmm.
Or Bryant Lake Bowl, which is just down the street as well. I think this is a really good option. It's good quality, a lot of stuff on the menu that you wouldn't normally see, well-balanced flavors. It was a little spicy, but I kind of...
How many peppers yours was listed at? Okay, so...
And like I said, it wasn't it wasn't crazy. It wasn't out of bounds.
Mm-hmm.
Completely tolerable. There were some hot points. Like, okay, that was really spicy.
The straight jalapeno.
The straight jalapeno, the straight Thai chili. That was a bit to stomach. I will probably pay for this mightily later. but we'll see.
Mm-hmm. No, I'm with you. I think it's just far enough off the beaten path where I think it'll get overlooked.
Yes.
You know, because, I mean, we're in between a natural, it's something called, like, Treasures of the Earth or something like that. It's basically
and
like
Defiant Tattoo and Caffeine Bar.
Yeah, so there's...
Which I'm surprised you've never been to, considering it's Caffeine Bar.
Most caffeine bars are, coffee and stuff.
I'm seeing a lot of energy drinks on the wall in there.
Yeah, I'm not a big energy drink guy.
All right.
You know, I don't mind it, but...
I think you should pop your head in.
We'll see.
Get you tatted up.
No.
But for you, being a spice wuss that you are, was it?
I'm recovering, slightly recovering, spice wuss.
But it wasn't beyond the scope.
No, I thought mine, again, which was the Chengdu, it was very flavorful. Had enough heat where I noticed it wasn't turned off by it.
Mm-hmm.
And it was cooked amazingly.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, I got no complaints whatsoever.
Pricing was pretty good too.
Mm-hmm.
For $24 a pop, we got an appetizer, two entrees, and another entree to go,
mm-hmm.
which not bad.
Yeah, I mean it's pretty comparable to a lot of places.
Exactly, but considering the places around here that can get a little overpriced,
mm-hmm.
looking at you, Moto E, I went there.
It's fine.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, that's fine.
Definitely not out of the realm of being exorbitant.
I'm full-throated approval.
I will be back.
Yes. So on that note, I want a quick mention about the food truck show. We recorded one last week with Joy Summers. This week we've got Emily Anderson. Next week we're not sure yet. We're still nailing that down, I haven't released any of them yet.
When do I get to be on?
You can. We're working on that.
Okay.
I'm trying to find you a guest. So.
Well, I thought we'd record together, considering you own the recording.
I don't want to. We'll talk.
Okay.
But none of them have come out yet. I promised there was one that came out, and we ran into some technical issues with the website. We couldn't put it out. But they will both be out. We're going to release both episodes this Thursday.
Okay.
And we'll be all caught up.
A double episode.
And like I said, we've got a lot of trucks to try still. Every time I go out, I find new ones that I've never heard of before. So anyway, thank you guys very much for listening, as always. And you can follow us on the Twitter, twitter.com/worldfitguidefpg, foursquare.com/worldfitguidetolife, or facebook.com/worldfitguidetolife. And I've been getting a lot of followers lately, which is great. So make sure you're telling your friends about us. Make sure you're reviewing us on iTunes or Stitcher if you're using that. Just keep supporting us because you love us and we are worthy of support. I can say that now. I've been working with a therapist. You're not even listening to me.
No, I'm doing a four-star check-in.
Thank you guys for listening, and we will see you next week.